This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, April 11th. God's word for you today is step by step. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 5 verse 25, and it says, "Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let's keep each step in perfect sync with God's Spirit. We must also allow the Spirit to direct every aspect of our lives. If I let the Holy Spirit guide me, it will help me know what I need to know. It will help me go where I need to go. It will help me say what I need to say. The Holy Spirit will help me wait for God's perfect timing. He helps me resist the things I can't normally resist. If I let the Holy Spirit guide me, He helps me to avoid dangers and mistakes." Psalm 16 verse 7 says, "I praise the Lord because He guides me, and in the night my conscience warns me." Acts 21 verse 4 says, "The Holy Spirit warned Paul not to go to Jerusalem." We see from the scriptures ways the Holy Spirit wants to help us, to guide us away from dangers and mistakes. So what are the steps for being led by the Holy Spirit? We are going into a crash course on the fundamentals of how to be led by the Spirit of God. These fundamentals are totally indispensable. Beginning today, we will look at the steps for being led by the Holy Spirit. Step 1. Pause and be quiet. Psalm 37 verse 7 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Simply put, sit down and shut up. Remember the experience I shared a few days ago about when the Holy Spirit told me to shut up. You will hear God better when you stop running around. Sit down and get quiet. Isaiah 30 verse 15 says, "In quietness and confidence will be your strength." Step 2. Humbly ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. The humbler you are, the more you are going to hear the Holy Spirit. Psalm 25 verse 9 says, "God guides the humble in what is right and teaches them His way." Psalm 27 verse 11 says, "Teach me, Lord, what you want me to do, and lead me down the right path." Ask in humility, and this is big. Step 3. Be willing to do what He says, even before He tells you to do it. This is huge. Be willing to do what God says, even before He tells you what it is. John 7 verse 17 says, "Whoever is willing to do what God wants and chooses it will know if what I teach comes from Him." Be willing to do whatever God says. In your finances, for example, can you say you are willing to do what God says even before He tells you to? Can you say, "Lord, I am signing this check. You fill in the amount. Can you do that?" Or, "Father, I am signing this check before I leave the house. When I get to church, tell me the amount to put on it." I want to challenge you to do just that. By the grace of God, I am not telling you to do what I do not do. I want to challenge you to decide in advance to do what God says in any area of your life. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please guide me. I choose to do what you say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.